And here again is your host from deep in his bean cellar, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is David Kraft from St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul is one of my very favorite places. What do you do there?
I work with middle schoolers who qualify for special ed services.
Oh, you are a saint doubly so, sir, wow. Because just teaching middle school to me is an amazing act of service. How are you spending your time since classes are canceled?
Well, we do distance learning, but they're also sending some people to man daycare for kids whose parents work in healthcare.
Wow.
And I'm also still able to donate blood. I try to donate every week or so.
You know, I've never said this to a listener in 22 years, but sir, you are too good for this show.
Yeah.
You should be calling into something classy that rewards your level of service.
Are you like also fighting fires and stuff? Like, what else are you doing?
David, it is very nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Bill?
Celebrity parents. They're just like us.
Sure, it seems like celebrity parents have it all figured out. Alec Baldwin, Joan Crawford, Bill Cosby. But famous moms and dads, they can make mistakes too. Our panelists are going to tell you about a celebrity parenting error. Pick the one who's telling the truth and you'll win our prize, the Wait Waiter of your choice, in your voicemail. You ready to play, David?
I am.
All right, first let's hear from Adam Felber.
First graders enrolled in Brooklyn's Cavendish School were treated to an unexpected visitor in their virtual Zoom classroom this week when one of the students' dads accidentally showed up in the background and commenced an exercise routine in his underwear. As a special bonus, that dad was beloved actor Paul Giamatti. Yes, things went sideways for 7-year-old Ashley Giamatti when, unbeknownst to her, her famous dad spread out a mat in the clearly visible next room and began stretching, clad only in a pair of boxer shorts and an undershirt. Soon, children were laughing and parents were flocking into view to see what one onlooker described as a bizarre routine that seemed to be part yoga, part tai chi, and part modern dance. By the end, said one Cavendish mom, there were a series of deep bends and gyrations better suited for an exotic dance floor, certainly not for a first grade classroom. It was around this time that young Ashley turned around, gasped in horror, and shouted, "Dad, we can all see you!" Giamatti has already apologized to his fellow parents, citing the difficulties of family sheltering in place. Embarrassed, he said, "Please, guys, I was in Big Mama's house. But Ashley, she may need therapy."
Paul Giamatti doing exercises in his underwear behind his very embarrassed daughter during a Zoom class. Your next story of a mommy mistake comes from Nagin Farsad.
Kelly Clarkson is a fun mom. She sings, obviously, but she celebrates every occasion with the kind of gusto you would expect from the From Justin to Kelly star. And her kid, River, losing his first tooth was no exception. The night that River's first tooth fell, he dutifully put it under his pillow and drifted to sleep. Clarkson brought in makeup and costume artists to make her into the Tooth Fairy's magical assistant, complete with a frilly gown, wings, glitter, and an impressive wand. She hired a prop master to beam glowing purple light on his bed and set up a rig that enabled Clarkson to literally float into River's bedroom. She gently wakes her kid up to tell him the Tooth Fairy is about to arrive, which he decided to do randomly in a British accent. "Hello, little boy." River woke up, totally confused, and punches his mother in the face. She falls back and screams in a perfect C sharp, of course. Her wings get caught on the rig, which topples onto a lamp, causing a small fire. In the meantime, the kid is crying wildly, runs into the kitchen and dials 911, telling them that a lady with wings is trying to steal me and set fire to our house. Police arrived to find a frazzled Kelly Clarkson with soot on her face in burnt assistant Tooth Fairy regalia, a frightened makeup person, costume designer, and prop master, and a 6-year-old kid in hysterics. Of course, Bel Air police are used to breaking up celebrity parties. As one cop put it, "You wouldn't believe the costume fetish celebs have, but there's usually a lot of drugs and sometimes an exotic animal." Clarkson explained what happened, thanked the cops, and smiled. That's when everyone noticed Kelly Clarkson is missing a tooth because her son had punched it out of her face.
Kelly Clarkson goes a little bit too far in acting out the role of the Tooth Fairy for her son. And your last story of a problematic parent comes from Peter Gross.
Comedian Amy Schumer and her husband Chris Fisher are the proud parents of a beautiful 11-month-old baby boy named Gene David Fisher. But that wasn't always the little guy's name. Schumer revealed on her podcast this week that she changed her son's name after a friend pointed out that the original name, the name they put on his birth certificate last May, might have earned the boy considerable scorn as he reached adolescence. Little Gene's original middle name, Attell, after comedian and friend Dave Attell, meant that his first two names would be Gene Attell, which sounds more than a little bit like the word genital. Maybe not that much to you, sophisticated NPR listener, but to the merciless sixth grade boys in Little Gene's future, it would have been a veritable gold mine, a teasing perfect storm on par with being the classmate of a kid named Mike Roch or Maya Butts or Anita Wiener. Schumer weighed many options after realizing her oversight, including changing the boy's name to the baby formerly known as Gene Attell, but then realized she could just change his middle name to David, so that was that. While this was the first recorded celebrity baby name change, many celebrities, of course, alter their own birth names before becoming famous. Cary Grant was born Archibald Leach. Mel Brooks was born Melvin Kaminsky. Queen Latifah was born Princess Latifah. Benedict Cumberbatch was born Benzedrine Cummerbund. And rapper DaBaby was actually born DaBaby and just forgot to change his name to Da Grownup.
All right. Here, David, are your choices. From Adam Felber, was it Paul Giamatti broadcasting his exercise routine in his underwear to his daughter's entire class via video link? From Nagin Farsad, Kelly Clarkson trying to do a wonderful thing for her son when he lost a tooth and instead losing a tooth herself? Or from Peter Gross, Amy Schumer and her husband realizing that the name they gave their beloved first child sounds a little bit too much like the word genitalia? Which of these was the real story of a celebrity parenting mistake?
They all sound pretty unbelievable, but I think I'm going to have to go with Gene Attell.
Gene Attell, the former name of Amy Schumer's baby. Yep. Well, to find out the correct answer, well, please listen to this.
It was Gene Attell Fisher, but we realized that we by accident named our son Genital.
That was Amy Schumer. She was talking in her own podcast. Three girls, one Keith. Congratulations, David. You got it right. You've earned a point for Peter Gross. You've won our prize, and Amy Schumer has now renamed her baby after you. David, thank you so much for playing, and thank you for every single thing that you do. They're all important and amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.